He'd written a piece of paper about a dead boy. He said, take this donor to the probation room.
Yeah.
It's about proof me that them little trees out there from my door. So I took it there, that plum tree. When I got in there, wasn't but one man there. So I read this note to him. And he written just about that much more on a paper and folded and told me to give this to the judge. And I left out. I said, you through with me? He said, yeah. When I opened the door, the man that arrested me was standing behind the door. He just come up. So I shut the door. He said, Dunny, is you out? I said, I don't know. I said, I give him the note the jury give me. And here one he give me, but I've never looked at it. He said, give it to me. So I reached it to the man arrested me. He said, then I tell you I can get you out of this thing. I said, sure, did this amount? He said, yeah. I said, I appreciate it. He told me.
Well, so, that'll get thing a ton over, don't you?
Yes.
Man, I come home, man. Through it. Now, mind you, I ain't sitting here talking this in my favor.
Yeah.
Any of these people know when that happened around here. Ain't paid a nigga turn me out of it. The sheriff spoke for me.
Yeah.
He told me to call him the night they put us in. That's what he, this man arrested.
Now, you crushed the cane and you boiled the juice and you made... When you crushed up the cane, you boiled the juice and what you made?
I tell you what happened with us about here. First thing you do is get your water in the barrel, wooden barrel.
Uh-huh.
You put your water in there and let this chops or rye, whatever kind you want to make, stay in there. I used to let it stay in there a day. Let it get, you know, soaking. We call it soaking. Then you'd add more water to it. Then put your sugar in there.
Yeah.
Well, let it just boil. It boiled just like this here in the barrel until it, when it quit boiling, then it's ready to cook. Then you pour it, you strain it into your cane and put the top on. I had the cane made in Greenville. And then you're going to have to cook it through water. Your pipes have to be in water to keep this out cool. Then it, when you get ready to run, it run out in the jug or whatever you've got that. That's
what you do. What about when you made molasses? What's the difference between that and syrup? What else would you make besides molasses?
Molasses?
Yeah.
Oh, that people would make, they'd make lasses bread, just without the flour, you know. Oh, yeah. You're cornbread. Then they would make, safe. They'd make safe out of it.
What's the difference between molasses and soy?
One thing I know, just two names for it. That's all I know. Hitting is all one thing. Syrup and molasses is the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Molasses is thick.
Thick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's thick. Now, some syrup, molasses, would make it not so thick, you know.
Yeah.
I reckon they call that syrup.
That's imitation. That's not gin. What do you call it? That other stuff that you used to make was a genuine.
Genuine.
Now sugar used to be sold when it wasn't prepackaged, but it was just weighed out of the barrel. You say it was sold how?
Just right out the barrel, you mean?
Yeah.
Sugar?
Yeah.
They
sell it what? They'd scoop it out for you?
Yeah, with a little scoop.
They didn't prepackage it, did
no.
they? No. They just sold it.
In scoops.
Yeah.
That was years ago, though.
Now, when your wife canned, she'd make jams or?
Jelly. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Out of the sugar.
What do you have on the table to season your food with?
Pepper.
Salt.
Salt.
Just the two things, or?
Soda. Yeah, well, you'd have, mustard, different stuff like that, seeds,
yeah.